Hey, what is good, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smalls back at you with kind of an episode of the Biggie Smalls Show. It's been a minute, I know. My work schedule's been real weird lately. Like, I've been working late nights, early mornings, that type of stuff, and it's been making recording really difficult. But just know I'm putting the effort out there. Actually, what I'm giving to you guys today is going to be a unreleased episode. I had this all recorded. I was going to drop it. I was going to put it out on July 5th or 6th. But then Kawhi ended up announcing where he was going that day. So then I ended up having to flip the whole thing, and I was going to record another one, and I haven't had a chance. I wanted to do like a big free agency one and go all over everything, but like I said, just haven't had a chance, man. But I just wanted to put it out there anyway, since I know I haven't had anything out in a minute. And as always, yes, I'm going to plug the shit out of myself. As always, go follow me on social media. My Twitter handle, Instagram name, and my Snapchat are all at Biggie Smores, at BIGGIE_SMORES. And shout out to Jay Money, who right now, as we speak, is at ComplexCon in Chicago. Really, really jealous of that. So much love for that dude. He works his ass off. He's just such a great, great, humble, awesome human being. So, I mean, he does deserve it. But shout out to Jay Money. Also, before I leave, as always, you guys know this. I tell you this every single podcast. Go check out the fam at Midwestern Gentlemen. They're doing big things. They got big things on the horizon. Go check them boys out. Yeah, I hope you enjoy this kind of snippet of where I thought NBA free agency was going until everything got flipped around. Thank you for listening. Peace. What is up, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smores back at you with another episode of the Biggie Smores Show. First and foremost today, thank you so much for listening. I know everybody's lives are really, really busy with this 4th of July holiday and everything. This episode is going to be dropping on July 5th. July 3rd right now as I'm recording. And like I said, I know everybody's lives are hectic with the holiday and everything, so I really do appreciate everybody listening. Today's episode, I'm going to talk a lot about some NBA free agency. We'll, of course, get into some sneaker talk in that, too. But before I really get started, as always, follow me on my social media platforms, my Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. My username is at Biggie Smores. That's at BIGGIE_SMORES. Go follow me there. Anything you guys need, whether it be you just want to tell me that my show sucks, you want to tell me that you like my show, you want to tell me that you like my show but it sounds bad, which right now it sounds bad because once again my mic is down. Still have not gotten a new power cord for it, so. Hopefully I'll be getting that before I record my next one. So I'm still just back to using my phone, but, anyway, yeah, dude, just give me feedback, guys. Anything and everything helps. I appreciate it all. So, And then, I'm sorry, I'm getting kind of mixed up on my notes here. But the other thing before we really get into this, I do have to, of course, as always, send a shout out to the boys of MidwesternGentleman.com. Go check them out. I mentioned it last week. They were just at the Blue Ox Music Festival. They have a big old article on it right now. Man, go check out their website. They also have some new merch on that website. So take a look at that. There's a really sick hat. This has the Living the Great Lakes Good Life on it. Yeah, go check them boys out. Like I said, man, they're always great. They've always been great to me. Go check that out. And then the other thing is, I do want to send a shout out to Shooter from the Chatted Up podcast, which is a podcast that's all about the UP. He interviews prominent UPers, gets into some UP history and whatnot. Really, really dope podcast. I'm also just sending him a shout out because before, or I should say, actually, right after I started doing my podcast, I reached out to Shooter and asked him if he'd take some time, take a listen, give me some critiques and whatnot to see how we can improve. He was great to me. I'm very, very thankful for that. And so go check out his podcast. Go check out it's the Chatted Up podcast. Go check that out. Go check out the guys at Midwestern Gentlemen, and then we'll get into today's main topic. So we're deep in the NBA free agency now. We've seen quite a few pieces fall into place. Still don't know where Kawhi is gonna go. Surprisingly enough, I'm not gonna speculate on that. We've been hearing, I heard reports that he signed with the Clippers. I heard reports that he signed with the Lakers. I'm now hearing reports that he signed to stay back in Toronto. So it is what it is to me. Like I said, I'm not gonna bother to even speculate on where he's actually gonna go. I don't even know if Kawhi knows at this point yet. So let's just start off with the big stuff. KD and Kyrie teaming up to go to Brooklyn. That really, really surprised me. It did surprise me kind of that KD went, that KD left. I thought since his injury, he was going to stay with Golden State. I guess not. It surprised me that he went to Brooklyn. That was the big surprise to me. The other surprise that I kind of had was the fact that I didn't really think KD was going to team up with another big superstar. I was thinking that he was gonna have it in his head that he had to do this alone now. I mean, it's been noted and talked about how KD's a pretty sensitive guy. So it is kind of surprising, because everybody gave him all the shit about going to Golden State to begin with, and having to team up to get that championship. And you got the Stu Gatts of the world that's not a championship in his book and all that type of stuff. So it was kind of surprising to me. But at the same time, like I said, the biggest surprise out of it to me was Brooklyn. The fact that they went to Brooklyn rather than going to the Knicks. It's really surprising, like I said, just really surprising to me. Honestly, I didn't see that as a viable option, but here we are, and we're gonna have this Nets team that, I mean, KD's probably out for all the next season, but still, we're gonna have this Nets team that's gonna be pretty darn good. So, Well, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. The other big thing, I don't know, this is the second biggest thing to, in my opinion, was the Kemba Walker Terry Rozier trade. I think I don't necessarily think that Kemba is an upgrade from Kyrie, but I feel like Kemba actually fits them better. I think Boston's actually going to be a fairly tough contender. You got Gordon Hayward, who's hopefully getting his confidence back now. If you're somebody who listens to Pat McAfee show all the time, like I am, you would have heard the interview that Pat had with Gordon Hayward, where he was talking about how, he still sometimes questions what he can do coming off that ankle. So, hopefully, he'll have more confidence back and things are going to change. I mean, them still keeping Tatum. That's a big piece. They lose Rozier, but they get to keep Tatum, and that kind of young nucleus. So, I think that Boston's still going to be pretty darn good. Let's kind of switch over to Philly here. I was shocked to see Philly give Tobias the max. I'm a Tobias Harris guy. I mean, I'm a Pistons fan, so I watched him for a while. Solid scorer. I never really saw him as a max guy, though. And unfortunately for him, his buddy Bobby there just. Yes, I'm a Pistons fan, but I still can't pronounce the damn dude's name. Anyway, Bobby signed with Dallas. This is the first time in forever that those two ain't playing together. But yeah, like I said, I'm surprised that Philly gives him the max. Like I said, solid player, all-star, all that, but I'm not positive he's a max player. And then them trading Jimmy Butler to Miami. I don't know how I feel about Miami, if you want to know the honest truth. I'm pretty impartial one way or the other at this point. I think it's a very smart move. I think Jimmy's. Yeah, my viewpoint's kind of flipped on Jimmy a little bit. I view him as more of a me first kind of guy, and I don't know, I don't know how good he act. So I'm trying to think of the proper way to word this. It's not that I don't know how good he is, because he's a damn good player. I don't know how good he's going to be for that team, and what I mean by that is he going to be a cancer in that locker room? I mean, we've seen issues everywhere he's been. I don't know. And then the Sixers also signed Al Horford now. So you lose Jimmy Butler. You lose J.J. Redick, who went and signed with New Orleans. So JJ and Zion is going to be, I think that's going to be, that New Orleans team's going to be a fun team to watch, I think. As everybody knows, I wasn't high on the Sixers to begin with. So I am surprised that they let Jimmy walk. Not necessarily let Jimmy walk, but didn't make even more of an effort to re-sign him. But like I said, Jimmy has been sort of a cancer in locker rooms in the past. He's notorious for that. And then the signing of Horford, I think that's honestly just going to help him out. I do think that that's a good move. We'll see where Philly goes, man. This is the thing. I can't sit here and make any predictions because there's still so much up in the air. When you, I think Boogie Cousins is kind of just waiting to, for Kawhi for Kawhi to figure it out, and then Boogie's going to be the next stone to fall. But in kind of less shocking news, Klay, of course, re-signs with the Warriors. The Warriors trading for D'Angelo Russell actually was a bit of a surprise to me, too. But that team's just kind of, trying to retool and get back. I mean, let's put it this way, though. The last time Steph Curry didn't have KD, he was the only unanimous MVP in NBA history. So we'll see where that leads to. As far as the Pistons go, man, we signed Derrick Rose to a 2-year, $15 million deal. I like Derrick Rose. I respect the hell out of Derrick Rose. I think he's a solid, solid player. Do I think he's worth 2 years and $15 million? Hell no. This team doesn't know how to manage anything. It is so very frustrating that we didn't try and go out there and get Kemba. I think if the Pistons get Kemba, I think they're a lot better off. The whole Tony Snell trade, I like Tony Snell. He's a solid player. But you're basically trading John Lewis' bad contract for Tony Snell's even worse contract. And that's a direct quote from my buddy Carl that I work with. Man, it's tough being a Pistons fan, but at the same time, we're sitting here. We know we got no cap room for a couple years, at least. We know we're gonna be in a bit of a struggle. It's frustrating, man. My big complaint was, we're gonna go be eighth seed in the East again. We're gonna have a shitty draft pick. But then I sit back and I think, well, what's the matter if we have a good draft pick? Because we've blown every draft pick for the last 25 years now. The best draft pick we made was Tayshaun Prince. And I mean, there's the, you got Tayshaun, you got Greg Monroe, and you got Andre Drummond. Those are about your only real big moves. KCP wasn't necessarily a bad trade, I don't think. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, but I don't know. It's a frustrating time to be a Pistons fan, I think. But that is what it is, man. There's a little wrap up on NBA free agency. It's we're gonna head into, I think, the biggest change between two seasons that we've ever seen. I mean, 40% of the NBA is free agents right now, so it is what it is. The whole landscape's gonna change next year. It's gonna be completely different. Which that's what some of y'all have been begging for, so don't complain about it, y'all. Don't complain. So there you have it, guys. There's a little wrap up on NBA free agency. Once again, we'll have to revisit this topic once Kawhi does sign. As I said before, changing this podcast up a little bit. We're keeping things a little bit shorter and sweeter. So, thank y'all for listening once again. Remember, though, hit me up on the social media platforms. My Twitter, my Instagram, and my Snapchat is at Biggie Smores, at BIGGIE underscore SMORES. Shoot me anything you want. Advice, critique, criticism, topics you want to hear me talk about. The hell, I don't care if you just want to tell me to shut the hell up. I don't care if you want to tell me to shut up. That don't matter to me. Same for you. You don't get to show. Little damn Levitard reference for y'all. Like you said, though, hit me up. Let me know. Also, go follow my little side hustle, my sneaker cleaning business. It's at the Amori, at TheAmorri. You can see some of the work I do. As I stated before, I'm slowly starting to progress into restoration stuff. I'm slowly working on painting, all that jazz. But I mostly just do cleanings, deep cleans, and all that. You can always hit me up there if you need some of your kicks cleaned. I can help you out, man. Once again, though, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you everybody for taking the time to listen to me babble on about things that I love and things that I think that you guys love too. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't even care to listen. But once again, thank y'all very much. I hope you have a safe, happy, wonderful holiday with all your families. As Lupe would say, peace out. And much love to you.